5, Tyler Simmons, and number 3, Danny Marasco. Those are familiar names, not our normal starting lineup, but children that get plenty of playing time. Let me run down through what's going to be on the bench this evening. Ryan Nelson, number 24. Braylon Austin, number 15. Landon Lorman, number 34. Jamin Bell, number 2. Liam Wyant, number 40. Bryce Hayden, 25. Jaron Lorman, number 30. And Max Warner, number 20. So, you know, exciting stuff for these younger kids to get in there and mix it up with the Olean Huskies. The Owls are coming off a defeat to DuBois, their last game down at the down in DuBois. The weather has hampered some of our broadcasts here as of late. Hopefully we can get into some more stable weather. And the Lady Owls and your Bradford Owls have been canceled recently. So we'll get into our regular broadcasts as we go forward. So thanks for tuning in with us tonight on WSB Sports. We're also available on 107.5 FM for some of you out there that would like that option. And as you know, I've introduced a way to get a hold of me during the broadcast live on the platform of X. You can follow me and comment at JamesPatrick@WSB Sports. And you'll see a few Owls logos there and a picture of the sign in the parking lot that it's Owls Country. So follow along, make comments. Let me know you're out there listening, you know, questions, whatever it may be. One thing we will deal with tonight is a 35-second shot clock. We don't have that yet in Pennsylvania. If you follow along, it has been approved, I believe, for the 2027 season. I think they're allowing schools time to get their shot clocks in place. So there's a 35-second shot clock here in New York State. I believe all the other rules will be about the same. The court's the same size, so that's a good thing. Everyone's completing their warm-ups now. Coaches have met with the referees. Once again, this is the Joe DiCerbo Holiday Classic from the campus of Allegheny Limestone, a beautiful facility. We're up here elevated above the crowd in the crow's nest, I call it. But it's a nice venue and a good place for us to broadcast from. So I'm going to take a short one-minute break, and I'll be back with you here from Allegheny Limestone. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports is brought to you by members of the WSB Winners Circle. Winners Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WSB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
And welcome back for the what they're saying on the announcement is the final contest of the day, your Bradford Owls against the Olean Huskies. About to introduce the starters. As I told you earlier, Rulo, Blatchley, Simmons, Curcio, and Marasco for your Bradford Owls. It's going to be Ruggles, Teachman, Mest, and Rivers for Olean. And there's one more. Help me out if you can. Bodanowicz. We're going to come up with a nickname for him, though, and I hope he doesn't score many points. We're going to call him Bodo, I think. We'll call him Bodo. I don't know that I can get that out each time. So players are being introduced. Thank you for being with us for the Joe DiCerbo Holiday Classic.
Number 34, a senior, Landon Lorman.
Tomorrow we'll be with you at 6 p.m. Once again, subject to how it falls in the tournament schedule, but right this second it's scheduled for 6 p.m., so tune in at 6 and listen to our game with the Bradford Owls again tomorrow night. And there's Rulo being introduced.
Junior, number 4, Cole Blackson.
Owls come in with flu in the locker room. That's the theme of the night, so they're beat down a little bit, but they're going to tough it out. Talked to the coach earlier, and he didn't up until the bus left the school, they didn't know who was going to show up or not. So several faces are not here this evening.
Now, for your Hawaiian Huskies, their reserve, junior number 3, Cameron Bartman.
They're introducing all the reserves. And this is not the standard order that we deal with on our regular Owls broadcast. So, yes.
Freshman number 10, Dominic Myers.
Olean players are being introduced.
Junior.
I do see a friend of mine that's reffing this game tonight.
And a junior, number 22, Connor Hogles.
Thank you for being with us once again, WSB Sports. It's a pleasure to bring you Owls basketball this evening.
Brady Ruggles.
Olean will present a large challenge, as they often do. They always bring a quality squad to these events.
14, Taylor Teachman. Senior, number 24, Joe Mest.
Good crowd on hand.
And a senior, number 33, Michael Rivera.
Okay.
The Huskies are coached by head coach Tim Kalasinski and assistant coach Jerry Chapman.
Referees are shedding their warm-ups. Owls are going to be in the white with their red trim. And Olean will be in, we're going to call it red, with their yellow trim. Okay. Last minute instructions by the coaches. Looks like it's going to be Rivers jumping for Olean. I was down there earlier when I'm 6 foot tall, and these kids are all way bigger than I am, both teams. Looks like Danny Marasco is going to jump against Rivers, and we're going to get underway here. Bradford Owls versus Olean Huskies. Basketball action here on WSB Sports. And the tip is won by Daniel Marasco and stolen away by Rivers, who puts it up and in and is fouled. So 5 seconds in, Rivers steals the tip. That's Curcio's first foul and the first foul on your Owls. They just said Rivera, so it's not Rivers. I thought it said Rivers in the scorebook. So Rivera gets 2 points and misses the free throw. Olean's putting on full court pressure. Your Owls working to get it across the timeline. And it's 10-second violation.
10-second violation.
That was Tyler Simmons and Trey Curcio trying to back and forth it up the court there, and Olean put on a lot of pressure. So Olean possession up 2-0 in the early going. There's a travel by Olean. So your Owls are going to have possession. Inbound on the sideline. Olean looks like they're going to continue to pressure. If they've watched any film, that's probably going to be their thing all night. The Owls, but other teams like to pressure us. The Owls do get this one across the timeline with 27 to go on the shot clock. There's Tyler Simmons at the foul line. Gets it back to Blatchley. Blatchley over to Marasco. Back to Blatchley. Blatchley back over to Trey Curcio on a wing. Now it's Simmons. Down in the corner. Blatchley back out to Simmons. Olean playing man-to-man defense. And there's a shot clock violation on the Owls. And that's, you know, well, we can talk about it all night or whatever, but the Owls are not used to this shot clock. So as they worked it around too long. Olean with possession, up 2-0. Owls 2-3 zone defense. They get it down low, and it's up and in. That's number 24, Mest, with the first, or, well, second basket for Olean. Owls get it up quickly across. Tyler Simmons into the corner. He loses control, has to pick it up. Now he's double-teamed, gets it out to Curcio. Curcio with a shot off the mark, rebounded by Olean. Olean quick up the court. Now they slow it down a bit. 4-0, Olean lead, 6:18 to go here in the first. Olean around the outside, down into the corner, and another travel. So, travel on Rivera. Owls will get possession on the end line. Olean providing pressure once again. Simmons is on the inbound, gets it to Curcio. Curcio, back to Simmons. Simmons is going to get across the timeline. Owls set up, and there's a foul on number 14 for Olean. Teachman is first, and the team's first. Cole Blatchley will inbound from the sideline. And he gets it into the backcourt to Simmons. Simmons saves it. Now Olean putting pressure defense on here. And there's a foul on Olean. That is on Rivera, his first. That's the team's second. Blatchley's going to inbound again. Gets it into Simmons. Simmons back to Curcio. Curcio out to Rulo. Back to Curcio. Curcio looking for the open man. Gets it over to Simmons. Owls aren't getting anybody open down underneath right now. Oh, try to get it down to Rulo, and it's stolen away by Olean. Back up the court quickly. There's a floater in. That's number 11, Ruggles, his first two. 6-0 Olean. Owls are across the timeline, but it's stolen. Oh, no, the Owls regain possession. Then it's stolen away from Marasco. And here goes Rivera all the way in. Misses the layup. Out of bounds off the Owls. Olean maintained possession. 5:06 to go here in the first quarter. Looks like 24. Ryan Nelson coming into the game for Tyler Simmons.
Ryan Nelson for the Owls.
I don't ever remember Ryan Nelson's name, so I'm going to say he was a JV that made the trip. That's good. Good experience for the young guys. Looks like a 1-2-2 zone for your Owls. Olean three ball is good. Pressure on the ball again. Curcio gets it across. Ryan Nelson with the ball. There's Rulo in the corner. Rulo back out to Blatchley. Blatchley to Nelson. There's a three ball from Rulo off the mark. Rebounded by Marasco. Gets it to Nelson. And it rebounded by Olean. Quick to Rivera all the way down, and he lays it in. And that's an 11-0 lead for Olean. Looks like Coach Twilliger is going to take a 30-second timeout. We'll take a short break, and we'll be right back with you. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle Sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford. WESB Sports.
Okay, welcome back. James Patrick, campus of Allegheny Limestone, Joe DeSerbo Holiday Classic. Bradford Owls off to a tough start right now, down 11-0 to the Olean Huskies. Olean's going to still provide that full court press against the Owls. Curcio's got the ball. Curcio to Ryan Nelson. Nelson down to number two is checked into the game. That's Jamin Bell. For your Bradford Owls, that is a foul on Olean. That's Ruggles, his first. Looks like Danny Marasco is going to be at the line for two. First one's up and a bit short. Second one is up and it's short. Also rebounded by Landon Lorman, who's in the game. And then it was stolen by Olean, but then stolen back by Bradford. So the Owls have possession. Curcio with the ball. Curcio's going to drive all the way in and lay it in for your Owls' first two of the game. Trey Curcio on the board. Your Owls trail 11-2. 3:34 to go in the first. There's a wide open three ball for Olean off the mark, rebounded by Nelson. Nelson gets the rebound, gets it to Curcio. Curcio across the timeline. Out to Jamil Bell, down to Nelson. There's a foul on Olean. That's going to be on Rivera, his second. That's the team's fourth foul. And Blatchley comes back into the game for your Owls. And Rulo. Nelson inbounds way out front to Rulo. Gets Blatchley in the corner. Blatchley to Bell. Bell down to Rulo. Nice spin move. Oh, too hard off the glass. Rebounded by Nelson. And Owls, it goes off out of bounds off your Owls. So 2:53 to go here in the first. The Huskies lead 11-2. Oh, that was almost a travel right there. They didn't see. And there's a Olean drives it in. There's a three ball from Rivera. That's good. They didn't take Rivera out with two fouls here in the first quarter. Blatchley brings it across the timeline into the corner for Lorman. Landon Lorman gets it back out to Blatchley. Over to Bell. Bell to Rulo. Nelson out at the three-point line. Rulo at the top of the key. Rulo drives down, spin move. Was going to try to get a shot off. That's three, I think, on Rivera. No, they called it on 13. That's Bado. That's his first. That's the team's fifth. The Owls are going to be at the line the rest of this quarter, shooting two. So Carter Rulo will be at the line. Your Owls trail 14-2. Rulo's up and off the back iron. Curcio comes back into the game for Bell, for your Owls. Rulo's second shot is up, and it's in. Rulo's on the scoreboard. Your Owls trail 14-3. There's a, almost a turnover. The Owls almost created one. There's Rivera in the corner. There's a hard hit on Nelson, but no foul called. They get it down low and back out. Owls playing good defense here. There's a shot by Olean off the mark. Rebounded by Rulo. Rulo gets it to Curcio. 1:30 to go in the first quarter. Nelson in the corner. Back to Rulo. Now out to Curcio. Curcio to Blatchley. Blatchley to Nelson in the corner. Down low, Rulo kicks it out to Blatchley. He thought about a three. Down low to Rulo again. Spin by Rulo and a shot. Oh, it looked good. And out of bounds off your Owls. Danny Marasco is going to come back into the game for Lorman, Landon Lorman. Oleanne Myers checks into the game for Mest. 1:04 to go in the first, 14-3. The Huskies lead your Bradford Owls. Oleanne works it around outside, and there's another travel. Owls are going to inbound right in front of their own bench. Nelson still in the game for your Owls, Ryan Nelson. He's going to inbound it to Curcio. Curcio has it tipped away but gets control again. Curcio drives all the way into the corner, gets it to, tries to get it to Rulo. And there's an out of bounds on Curcio. 44 seconds to go here in the first. Olean inbound. Nelson with a defense on the ball. Blatchley joins him. There's a free from the free throw line. Number 14 is good. Teachman on the board for Olean. Your Owls on the ball. Rulo. Curcio. Curcio drives, and he's going to put up a shot. Off the mark. Rebounded by Olean. 20 seconds left. I believe the coach is yelling for him to play for the last shot. They've got it out near half court. Shot clock is off. Down to 8 seconds. There's a floater. Off the mark. Rebounded by Nelson. And the first quarter is going to run out with a score. Olean Huskies 16, Bradford Owls 3. We'll take a one-minute break. We'll be right back with you. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Heritage Design, Modern Made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline Series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case Heritage Design meets Modern Made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back to the start of the second quarter. Bradford Owls basketball here in from Allegheny Limestone at the Joe DiCerbo Classic. Olean off to a quick start, 16-3 lead over your Bradford Owls. Looks like Jamin Bell's going to put it, get it into Curcio. The Owls with possession here to start the second quarter. Tyler Simmons back in the game. He's in the corner, gets it out to Bell. Bell to Curcio. And there's down low to Lorman. Lorman back in the game, and Olean fouls him. Myers, Olean's first foul, and hit Myers' first foul. Owls are inbounded in front of the scorer's table. Curcio with the ball. Lorman. Lorman drives, and he gets held up. It's going to be a jump ball. Lorman was trying to get a shot off there, but Olean tied it up. So Olean has possession on the jump ball. Half a minute gone here in the second. 16-3, the Huskies lead your... Down low. Spin move up off the mark. Rebounded by Bell. That was Bell with the rebound, Jamin Bell. 7 seconds in the corner. Back to Curcio. Curcio down. Oh. And the Owls, a scrum, and the Owls come away with it. Curcio's going to try to get a shot up, and it gets stripped away on the way up. And Olean's off to the fast break. Shot up and in. That's number 13. That's Bodie. We'll call him Bodie. Oh, boy. He scored. Owls with possession, down 18-3. To to Marasco. Simmons with the ball at the top of the key. Curcio again. Oh, there's a shot by Bell, and it was blocked out of bounds by Olean. Jamin Bell with a shot. He drove in from the corner. Simmons going to inbound under the basket all the way out to near half court to Daniel Marasco. Marasco back to Simmons. Quick shot from three. And they needed to do that, but it did not hit the iron. Shot clock violation on the Owls. Only in possession, up 18-3. 6 minutes to go in the first half. This is James Patrick here on WESB Sports. Thank you for being with us tonight. Olean works the ball around the outside. Oh, there's a foul on Lorman. He pushed a guy in the corner. That's going to be Landon Lorman's first foul and the team's first foul. Rulo and Blatchley come back in. For Lorman and Bell. Olean inbounds. There's a three ball from Rivera off the mark, rebounded by Olean. Rivera drives down, puts a shot up, off the mark, goes to the Olean player who puts it back in. That is number 22, Hogel. His first two. Here comes Curcio with the ball. Curcio over to Simmons. Simmons to Daniel Marasco. Back to Curcio. Olean playing a tough man-to-man defense here. Daniel Marasco with the ball. Out to Blatchley and then back to Curcio. Curcio drives down the lane, puts it up. It's off the mark and out of bounds. Quick timeout for Blatchley to tie his shoe. A little air time for Blatchley. Olean comes up court, leading 20-3. 5 minutes to go in the first half. Down low, kick back out, over to an open man. Passes up the three and lays it up and off the mark. Rebounded by Daniel Marasco. And a full timeout taken by Coach Terwilliger. We're going to take a short break. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports. B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford. WESB Sports.
And welcome back. James Patrick here at the Joe DiCerbo Holiday Classic. Your Owls trail 20-3 to the Olean Huskies. If you weren't with us earlier, the Owls have had a major flu outbreak on their team in the locker room. So it's a makeshift team tonight. Coach Terwilliger didn't even know who was going to get on the bus until right before the game. So some young kids, some of the older ones, just not the normal flow for the Owls. So they're having a bit of a hard time getting started here. Here comes Cole Blatchley. He's going to get it across the timeline, I think. No. Yeah, he do get it across just in time. And there's a double team on Blatchley, a stolen ball. Jump ball is going to stay here with the Owls. Tenacious defense by Olean. That was a double team on Blatchley, and they tied it up. Nelson inbounds to Blatchley. Blatchley calling out the play. Gets it in the corner to Simmons. Simmons out to Nelson. Nelson over to Blatchley. Back down low to Simmons. Gets it to Rulo at the foul line. Rulo back. Oh, and it's a shot clock violation against the Owls.
Shot clock violation.
Olean inbounds. leading 20-3, 4 minutes and 15 seconds to go in the first half. There's a three ball from home, rebounded by Nelson. Blatchley with the ball, over to Simmons. Simmons back to Blatchley. Nelson on the wing. Down low. Rulo back out to Blatchley for three. Off the mark. Rebounded by Rulo, but then taken away by Nelson and put back in. Nice strength there by Ryan Nelson. His first 2 points. There's a 30-second timeout for the Olean Huskies. We're going to keep it right here this time. I believe those might be Ryan Nelson's first two varsity points. The reason I tell you that is he's a very talented, tall player who is in ninth grade. So many years to come, you're going to hear Ryan Nelson's name, and that might have been his first basket. So that's a good thing for some of these guys to get in there and get some time. Olean leads 20-5, 3:43 to go here in the first half. On the court right now is Nelson, Maresco, Rulo, Simmons, and Blatchley for your Owls. Only in possession. Owls still in that 1-2-2 zone. There's a shot up and in off the glass. Nice shot there by Teachman. And pressure put back on the ball by Olean. Nelson dribbling up court, going to get it across the timeline, down to Simmons. Simmons with a wide open shot, short. Pressure there put on by Rivera right at the end when he was shooting. There goes Rivera. Thought about a three ball for Olean and pulls it back down. Down low, back outside. There's a three ball from Rivera. That's off the mark, and it's out of bounds. Owls possession at the baseline. Lorman and Curcio come back into the game for your Owls for Rulo and Blatchley. Nelson's going to inbound. Gets it to Curcio. Curcio's double teamed and throws it away. Rivera lays it in. There goes Al's quick up court. Danny Maresco gets it down low. Nice power moving in. Nice move there by Daniel Maresco, and he's back. He's on the scoreboard for this evening. 24-7, Olean leads. There's a down low pass off the mark. Maresco with a rebound. And quickly up court, Daniel Maresco. He's into the corner now. Passes it out to Curcio. Simmons, down low, Ryan Nelson. Nelson looking for somebody open, gets it to Maresco at the foul line. Maresco out to Curcio. Curcio, there's a kicked ball by Rivera. Owls will regain possession. Into the game for your Owls comes number 15, Braylon Austin. He's going to come in for Ryan Nelson. So Braylon Austin seeing his first action. Looks like Simmons going to inbound it. Gets it to Maresco in the corner. Maresco drives to the foul line. Gets it. Oh, tries to get it down low to Lorman, and it's tipped away by Olean. Olean comes away with the ball and a 24-7 lead. 1:50 to go in the first half. There's a shot by Rivera off the mark. Rebounded by Austin. Just into the game, and a nice rebound for Austin. There's a shot by Simmons. Oh, off the front and the back. Lorman with a strong rebound. Landon Lorman with a strong rebound and a putback, his first two of the game. Olean with possession again. Had a wide open three there, passed it up. Approaching 1 minute to go in the first half. There's a three ball, and it's off the mark. Rebounded by Braylon Austin again. Austin gets it to Curcio. Curcio Gets control back. Simmons. Simmons is going to drive in. No shot. He made the shot. But he was fouled, but they called the foul on the floor before the shot. That's number 22, Hogel. His first, the team's second. Rulo comes back into the game for Daniel Marasco. Simmons going to inbound under his basket. Gets it to Curcio in the corner. Curcio, double and triple teamed. Gets it to Rulo. Rulo, there's a Simmons three ball. And it's good, Tyler Simmons. He's on the scoreboard with a three ball. And the Owls have cut the lead to 24-12. 30 seconds to go in the first half. That's a shot by Olean off the mark, rebounded by Olean. Put back up and in. That's number 22, Hogel. That was a strong rebound and put back. 13 seconds to go. Simmons gets it out to Curcio. Curcio. Travels. Curcio travels. So the Huskies will have possession. 4.3 seconds to go. 26-12 lead. They've got to go the length of the court here. They roll it in and don't pick it up. Referee blows a whistle. They're going to start it back at 4.3 again. The clock operator didn't do that correctly. They rolled the ball, so you don't have to start it till they pick it up. This time they're not going to get that option. The Owls tip it around. And there's a long shot by the Owls that would have counted. So that's going to be the half. So the halftime score is going to be the Olean Huskies 26, your Bradford Owls 12. We'll take a short break, and I'll be back here after I compile some stats. Thank you for tuning in to us tonight. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winners Circle. Winners Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM. AM 1490, WESB, Bradford.
Heritage Design, Modern Made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case Heritage Design meets Modern Made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB, Bradford.
And welcome back to the Joe DiCerbo Holiday Classic. This is James Patrick for WSB Sports. Bradford Owls boys basketball action tonight against the Olean Huskies. Halftime here at the campus of Allegheny Limestone. Olean jumped out to a fast start. The Owls couldn't get their footing and took off to a big lead. They currently lead 26-12 at halftime. As I had said earlier, your Owls had a bout of the flu go through the locker room. So that's Coach DeWilliger had to piece together a lineup for tonight. And some young kids getting some time, and it's a good thing. It's all good stuff. The Owls have had six different scorers, nobody with more than three. But they've had Carter Rulo on the board, Tyler Simmons, Trey Curcio, Danny Marasco, Ryan Nelson, and Landon Lorman have all scored for your Owls. Olean was led by Rivera with 9 points. He seems to be their team leader, Rivera. But the Owls, like I said, they started off very slow, but they kind of got their footing there toward the end of the second quarter. So maybe they can make a game of this in the second half. We'll see. Olean started out with full court pressure right from the very beginning. The Owls had some problems with that, but then they rectified those as of late. This is the last game of tonight's, I believe they have, they have six or eight games throughout the day at this event. If you've never been here, this Joe DiCerbo Holiday Classic, it's a nice money or a charity event to raise money for local charities. 50-50. There's a full game or full schedule on Tilt for tomorrow again. Your Owls will be with, we'll be with you with your Owls broadcast tomorrow at 6 p.m. Once again, subject to how games go throughout the day, but scheduled for 6 p.m. at this point. The shot clock, we talked about it. The Owls have had three or four shot clock violations. Not a thing that they commonly deal with in Pennsylvania, but in a few years it will be put in and be commonplace for everyone. Several states I was reading just approved that. So once the schools are able to make the changes to their clocks, there will be a shot clock in Pennsylvania. See who the Owls come out with here in the second half. The starting lineup earlier was Rulo, Blatchley, Simmons, Curcio, Marasco. Ryan Nelson, a young ninth grader, saw a bunch of playing time there in the first half. Did really well, rebounding, quick hands on the defensive end, and did get his first basket. So we will take one more short break. We'll be back with you for the third quarter. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle Sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford. WESB Sports.
And welcome back. Joe DiCerbo Classic, James Patrick, Bradford Owls Basketball. Just about to start the second half. Coach Twilliger and Olean's coach giving their last minute instructions. And we'll be underway here in the second half. Your Owls trail 26-12. And here they come out to the court. Looks like it's going to be Simmons, Marasco, Blatchley, Curcio, and Rulo. The same starting five as in the first half. And it looks like Ruggles, Bodie, Teachman, Mest, and Rivera for the Olean Huskies. Huskies will have possession here to start, and we're underway in the third quarter. Owls 3-2 defense. Olean passes it around the outside, looking for somebody down low. Nobody available. Still around the outside. And nobody's, okay, there comes a man down low. They couldn't get it to him, so still around the outside. Rivera drives and pulls up for the jumper off the mark. Danny Maresco with a rebound. Gets it to Curcio. Curcio across the timeline. Over to Blatchley. Simmons in the corner. Simmons back to Blatchley. Blatchley to Curcio. Curcio down to Simmons in the other corner. Gets it down low to Daniel Marasco. Back out to Simmons. Simmons drives, puts up a floater. Short. Marasco with a rebound. The putback is off the mark. Danny with a nice rebound there, but the putback did not go. Olean has possession. There's a drive to the baseline. Kicked out, Simmons intercepts the pass, and the Owls have possession. Pressure on Simmons with the ball, gets across the timeline. He lays it out for Danny Marasco, who is fouled by number 11, Ruggles. That's his first foul, and the team's first. Blatchley gets it into Simmons. Simmons over to Curcio. Marasco at the foul line. Danny tries to get it to Rulo, and it's tipped away by Olean and then off of Rulo out of bounds. Olean possession. Olean around the outside into the corner for Rivera. Nothing there. Owls, you know, good defense. Olean being patient. Around the outside, there's a three ball from Olean. Off the mark. Oh, and Olean rebound put back in by Ruggles. Olean pressure on the ball again. Full court pressure. Simmons with the ball. He's going to get across the timeline. Good strong move there by Simmons. Gets it to Curcio. Over to Blatchley. Down to Simmons in the corner. Back to Blatchley up top. Over to Curcio. He drives in. Has to kick it back out. Oh, almost a half court there. Blatchley saves it. Simmons in the corner. Six on the shot clock. Simmons going to put up a shot. Off the mark. Rebounded by Rivera from Olean. Long outlet pass. And out of bounds off Olean. Nelson and Lorman come into the game for Blatchley and Marasco for your Owls. Nelson inbounds to Curcio. Curcio double teams in the corner. Gets it way out to Nelson. Nelson, oh, gets it tipped away and fights for it. Now Olean comes away with it. So that full court pressure getting to your Owls again. There's a pass down low off the mark. Goes off of Lorman out of bounds. Olean's going to inbound under their basket. 5:04 to go here in the third. 28-12, the Huskies lead your Owls. They get it in up top. Man in the corner, there's Rivera again. Rivera calling out the plays. There's a drive inside. Kick to an open man. Little floater, that's Ruggles, is in for a quick 6 points there for Ruggles. Pressure on the ball again. That's Curcio, gets it tipped away, and the Owls are going to have possession. They did get it across the timeline. Nelson's going to inbound the ball. Here comes Simmons. Oh, and it's a bad pass in, and only intercepts it. And there's a layup attempt and a foul on Simmons. Olean's going to go to the line for two. That's Simmons' first foul. Ruggles will be at the line for two for Olean. First one is up and good. Spun it all around the rim and in. Second one is up and good. Into the game for your Owls comes Braylon Austin, number 15, for Rulo.
Braylon Austin into the game.
Olean's going to put pressure on the ball again. It's into Curcio. Curcio gets it to Nelson. Nelson back to Curcio across the timeline. Lorman in the corner. Lorman's going to drive in, and he's going to take it all the way. Nice move there by Landon Lorman. Strong move to the basket. Your Owls trail 32-14. Three-two zone defense. Oh, tip by Nelson, but Olean gets possession. And that's a basket down to Teachman. They got down low to Teachman, and he laid it in. They get it into Simmons. Simmons breaks the pressure across the timeline. Simmons driving, spin move. Thought about a shot. Gets it to Nelson off the backboard and misses. Nelson gets his own board and it gets blocked. Olean comes away with it. There's Rivera in the corner for a three ball off the mark. Simmons comes away with a rebound. 3:15 to go here in the third quarter. Simmons with the ball into the corner for Nelson. Takes a three ball off the mark. Saved by Austin, but then went to Olean. So Olean with possession. There's a travel on Olean. Okay. Jaron Lorman's going to come into the game, as well as Jamin Bell. So, Ryan Nelson inbounds to Jaron Lorman. Lorman gets to Nelson in the corner. Nelson looking for somebody to get it to. Gets tipped away, gets control again, throws it away, bad pass. Olean intercepts, and they're off to the races. They pull it back. There's a steal. There's a steal by Jaron Lorman. Oh, and it gets stolen away. Olean out of bounds. Bravard possession. Jaron picked his pocket, and it was stolen away from him right before he laid it in at the other end. And then the Olean defender put it on the baseline. So your Owls are inbound. Nelson will be inbounding. He gets it out to Lorman. And that's a charge on Lorman. Don't necessarily agree with that call, but that is Landon Lorman's second foul. Possession and a lead of 34-14. They get it down low. Quick ball movement there by Olean. Then down low for a fadeaway jumper. Off the mark, rebounded by Braylon Austin. And here comes Bell. Bell with the ball all the way to the baseline. Gets it back out to Lorman. Landon Lorman down low. Puts it up, gets fouled. He'll be at the line for two. Fouls on number 22 of Olean. That's Hogel, his second. Landon Lorman at the line for two. First one's up and off the mark. 1:53 to go here in the third quarter. Second one is up and off the mark as well. Hits the back iron. Olean rebounds. The Owls, good defense here. Good pressure on the ball. Long pass across court, then down low, tipped away. Lorman gets it out to Nelson. Oh, Nelson gets to chase it down in the corner. Throws it to Bell. Bell control it. There goes Olean. And I think he was going to try to jam it, the guy from Olean, but he lost possession. And here goes the younger Lorman in for a layup, and he misses. Rebounded by Olean. 1:10 to go here in the third quarter. There's a long jumper, two ball. Ryan Nelson with a rebound. There's a whistle. I don't know what happened there, but there were subs come in. Two subs for each team came in. There was no foul. They just blew a whistle. So, into the game for your Owls comes Liam Wyant. There's a shot off the mark. That was Austin shooting. And there's a quick layup by number 10, Myers. His first points of the game for Olean. There's a steal by Olean off the mark with a shot. Nelson comes away with it. And now he's double-teamed and fouled. Number 11, that fouls on Ruggles, his second. Nelson inbounds over to Wyatt. And it goes off of Jamin Bell out of bounds. Only in ball. 36-14 lead, 27 seconds to go. Shot clock is off here in the third quarter. Olean looks like they might play for the last shot. Around the outside. There's a tip by Nelson, but it's Olean maintains control. There's a three ball. Rivera short, rebounded by Olean, and then a foul. Foul on Bell. That's Bell's first foul. Number 12, Ruggles, will be at the line for two. First one's off the mark. 2.2 seconds to go. 36-14 lead for the Huskies. Second one's off the mark. And that's going to run the clock out. Nelson came away with a rebound. So your score after three quarters, 36 for the Olean Huskies and 14 for your Bradford Owls. We'll take a short break and be right back for the fourth quarter. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with the new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the clip, the drop, and the skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
W298CM Bradford. WESB Bradford. Your season ticket. WESB Sports. B107.5 FM.
Welcome back to the Joe DiCerbo Holiday Classic here on the campus of Allegheny Limestone. James Patrick, Bradford Owls Boys Basketball on WSB Sports. We're going to start the fourth quarter. Your Owls trail the Olean Huskies 36-14. Out there for your Owls, Marasco, Rulo, Blatchley, Curcio, Simmons. Original starting five. Don't expect them to stay in there long. Coach Twilliger's getting a lot of guys some time this game. So the Owls inbound it to Curcio. Curcio has it tipped away, and they called a foul on number 11. That is Ruggles, his third foul. So Simmons is going to inbound in front of the Owls bench. Simmons gets it into Curcio. Curcio sets up the play. Simmons in the corner. Tried to get it down low to Marasco, and it's stolen away. And there's a layup by number 10, Myers, for Olean. Owls bring it up across the timeline. Here comes Simmons. Simmons to Curcio. Stolen away by Olean, and there's a foul on Curcio. Curcio's second foul. On the floor, no shot had been taken. So Olean's going to inbound under their basket. 38-14 lead. Rulo. Oh. And it goes out of bounds off Olean. There was a scrum. Rulo created the almost turnover, and then it went out of bounds off Olean. So good job, Carter Rulo. Good hustle. Curcio with the ball, across the timeline, over to Simmons. Simmons back to Curcio. Simmons in the corner. Marasco down low to Rulo, tipped away by Olean. Olean comes away with it. 7 minutes left in the game. Olean around the outside. Down low. down way low, blocked by Rulo, and then a foul by Rulo. Rulo with a block and then a foul. That's Rulo's first foul. It's going to be two shots for number 10 Myers from Olean. First one from Myers is up and good. One more shot here for Myers. 6:49 to go in the game. It's up and good. Around the rim and in. That takes Olean to a 39-14 lead. Curcio picks it up. Oh, right by the stripe. Gets it to Blatchley. Blatchley picks up his dribble. Gets it. He gets to Marasco, who gets it down low to Simmons. Simmons has it tipped away, and Olean comes away with it. Here comes the fast break for Olean. Up too hard, rebounded by Olean. And now they're back out to set up again. Three ball from Olean. Off the mark, too long. Rebounded by Blatchley. Tyler Simmons with the ball. Simmons, foul line, driving, shoots. And it's in. Old-fashioned three for Tyler Simmons. Chance for it. That's Myers' second foul for Olean. Wholesale changes here for the Owls. Simmons at the line. Into the game comes Bell. Austin. Lorman, Landon Lorman, and Liam Wyatt. Simmons made the free throw. Okay, Olean with possession. 6 minutes to go in the game. 40-17, Huskies lead. They can get it down low, and there's a shot up and in by number 22, Hogel. Bell brings it up for the Owls. Bell drives all the way down the lane, puts up a shot off the mark, rebounded by Olean. Olean saves an errant pass. And there's a drive down low. Strong move by Hogel, and he lays it in. Bell brings it up court, across the timeline for your Owls, over to Nelson. Back to Bell. Austin in the corner, gets it down low to Wyant. And Wyant is fouled. He's going to shoot two shots, so Liam Wyant is going to shoot two for your Owls. Foul is on Hogel, his third. Up and in for Liam Wyant. Second one for Liam is up and in. He throws them up there. Quite an arc on his free throw. Nothing but net both times. Good job. There's a block by Wyant. Out of bounds off the Owls. Wyant with a block there, and they only had a shot attempt. 4:59 to go in the game. There's a three ball for Olean. Good. That's Gunther. His first points of the game. Nelson with the ball. Over to Lorman. Lorman, strong move. Takes it in, lays it in. Landon Lorman, 6 points now. All strong moves down low for Lorman. Olean with the ball. Off the mark with a shot. Wyant with a rebound out to Lorman. Lorman to Nelson. Nelson to Bell. Back to Nelson. Gets it to Austin in the corner. Back out to Bell. Nelson, down low to Lorman, Lorman is fouled. That foul is on number 22, Hogel. That's his fourth. Okay. Max Warner into the game for your Owls, along with Jaron Lorman. There's a shot from Lorman. So Lorman, Austin, Warner, and Bryce Hayden in there for your Owls. Shot by Warner off the mark, out of bounds off the Owls. 3:45 to go in the game. Olean Huskies lead 47-21. Olean with possession. And a foul called there on Landon Lerman with a foul. That's his third. Olean's going to inbound under the basket. Three ball off the mark. Rebounded by Bryce Hayden. He gets it over to Jaron Lorman. Landon Lorman. Drive. Shot under the basket. Rebounded by Hayden. Oh, and stolen away from Hayden. 3:12 to go in the game. Olean gets a good defense here by your Owls. That's Bryce Hayden on the ball right there. And there's tipped away by Warner. Olean gets possession again. There's a long three ball. Up and good by Ruggles. Jaron Lorman brings it up. Gets it down to Austin. Tip out to, three ball. And rebounded by Warner, jump ball. Jump ball's going to go to Olean. Three ball taken there by Braylon Austin off the mark. Warner gets the rebound, but jump ball called. There's a steal by Braylon Austin. Gets it to Jaron Lorman. Lerman up to Warner. Warner back to Austin in the corner. Back out to Lerman. Down to Hayden. Down low. Oh, off the mark for Austin. Back up twice and off the mark. Olean comes away. 1:53 to go in the game. Olean leads 50-21. Oh, there's a beautiful steal by Warner. He gets it to Lorman, who is fouled. Max Warner stuck that hand up there in a pass. It looked like it was about 8 foot high. Nice steal. Got it to Lorman, who was fouled. So Jaron Lorman will be at the line for two. Up and in. Lorman's on the scoreboard for the first time tonight, 50-22. Second one for Lorman is up and good. Young guys are getting some points. That's a great thing. Pressure on the ball. Warner and Lorman. Way in around the outside. Ooh. Quick hands by Warner. Just about got it. There's a three ball from Olean off the mark. Rebounded by Austin. And here goes. Oh. Warner was in for a shot. Rebounded by Bryce Hayden. Hayden gets his first two. Holding in with the ball, 48 seconds to go in the game. 50-25, the Huskies lead. There's a three ball, long one, off the mark. Rebounded by Hayden. Hayden has it stolen away by Oleum. Oleum possession, 28 seconds to go. Shot clock is off. Looks like they're going to allow him to run it out there. 19 seconds and counting. That's probably going to be your final score. Only in 50 and your all's 25. Players shaking hands out there. And it's going to run out, and that is going to be your final score. The only in Huskies 50, your Bradford Owls 25. I will take a short break, compile some stats, and we'll have a post game here in a few minutes. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490. WESB Bradford.
Heritage Design, Modern Made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case Heritage Design meets Modern Made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
Welcome back to the Joe DiCerbo Holiday Classic. James Patrick here for WSB Sports. Tonight, your Bradford Owls came up on the short end, 50-25, here at the hands of the Olean Huskies. Your Owls had a makeshift team from the beginning. The flu has rolled through their locker room, and Coach DeWilliger had to throw together a lineup for tonight's game, which included a lot of young guys, and that's the bright spot that comes out of tonight's game. Your Owls were led tonight by Landon Lorman with 6 points. What I do want to mention is Bryce Hayden, Jaron Lorman, and Ryan Nelson got their first, I believe, their first varsity points of the season. Some of these young guys that got to make the trip due to sickness, getting them in there and getting them some playing time is a good thing for our future at the Bradford program. Oleum was led by Ruggles with 11 points. At this tournament, they do recognize a sportsmanship award and a MVP player of the game. For your Owls, Tyler Simmons got the sportsmanship award, and Landon Lorman was the MVP of this game. So congratulations to those two. Your Owls will be back in action tomorrow at 6 p.m. right here from the campus of Allegheny Limestone in the Joe DiCerbo Classic. So, once again, the final score was your Olean Huskies, or the Olean Huskies 50, your Bradford Owls 25. We'll be back again tomorrow, 6 p.m. This is James Patrick and Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.